From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Hundreds of students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, gathered Wednesday at the Florida Capitol in Tallahassee to pressure lawmakers to approve tougher gun control laws. The rally came 1 week after one of the most deadly U.S. school shootings. A gunman killed 17 people at the school, triggering a wave of protests by students in Tallahassee and elsewhere in the United States. Teachers and Florida State Representative Sean Shaw joined the students on the grounds of the Capitol, where the Democratic lawmaker criticized a state House vote Tuesday along party lines against a bill to ban assault weapons. The American Christian evangelist Billy Graham, often considered one of the most influential preachers of the 20th century, died Wednesday at the age of 99. He preached in person to more than 200 million people in 185 countries and territories. He'd been ailing in recent years and rarely appeared in public. Residents of Syria's eastern Ghouta district said Wednesday they are, quote, waiting their turn to die amid one of the most intense bombardments of the war by pro-government forces on the besieged, rebel-held enclave near Damascus. At least 38 people were killed Wednesday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 310 people have been killed in the district since Sunday night, with more than 1,550 injured. Eastern Ghouta is the last large area near the capital still under rebel control. This is VOA News. 3,000 to 4,000 Congolese refugees were camped out in front of a UN office in western Rwanda Wednesday, demanding better living conditions at their camp. The refugees refused to go after marching out of the Kiziba camp on Tuesday and protesting in front of the office of the UN Refugee Agency in the Karungi district. The army used live ammunition to break up the protesters. The protesters said soldiers shot at them and wounded at least two people. The 11 nations left in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, released the final version of the landmark trade deal on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The deal was a centerpiece of the Obama administration's so-called pivot to Asia, but Donald Trump pulled out of TPP last year. At the World Economic Forum in Davos last month, Trump left the door open to join TPP at a later date, if he got a better deal. And whilst that would be welcomed by some, America's re-entry is far from assured. TPP will lower tariffs in economies that together amount to more than 13% of global GDP, a total of $10 trillion.
Israeli media reported on Wednesday that one of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's closest confidants has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors and will incriminate him on corruption allegations. Police would not confirm whether longtime aide Shlomo Filber would testify against Netanyahu, but all the major Israeli media outlets said a deal to do so had been reached. Netanyahu called the scandal part of a witch hunt against him and his family. He called the allegations delusional and false. The development is the latest in a series of events that threaten to topple his government. Sub-Saharan Africa continues to appear at the bottom of Transparency International's annual index, with the violent, chaotic East African nation of Somalia maintaining its 12-year-long streak as the lowest-rated nation on the chart that tracks perceptions of corruption in 180 countries. And Human Rights Watch has accused Somali government authorities of abusing children who are allegedly associated with the militant group Al-Shabaab. In a report released on Wednesday, the rights group said boys are illegally detained and sometimes prosecuted in military courts. The government captured 36 children from Al-Shabaab in January after a week of negotiations with UN and child advocates. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of VOA in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.